Good morning. It's 12th of July. Our first reading for the day is 1 Samuel 25, where we meet Abigail. I'm going to read to you from the book Women of the Bible. This particular essay was written by Sister Gladys Blake. I can only read extracts from it. I read. We can imagine David's utter surprise on coming face to face with this beautiful woman, alone on a mountain road. But his amazement would be even greater when she, without hesitation, slipped from her ass and fell at his feet, bowing her lovely face in the dust. At once she began her appeal. It has been described as one of the most eloquent utterances in the whole of Scripture. Her argument was a combination of humility and frankness, and courage and insight. In kneeling before David, she was paying to him the homage due to the anointed of the Lord. Indeed, she addressed him as my Lord, and spoke of herself as his handmaid. She was deferential without being servile, and her remarks, full of wisdom yet free from flattery, seem almost prophetic. Her opening strategy was to draw attention to herself and away from the culprit. Upon me alone, my Lord, be the guilt. Pray, let your handmaid speak in your ears and hear the words of your handmaid. Then she briefly dismissed Nabal for what he was, a worthless fellow and a fool. In an attempt to lessen his offence, she suggested that it was not due to malice or enmity, but the mere foolishness of his nature, which made him almost unaccountable for his actions. Let my Lord regard him not. The fault was hers, she said, since she, the mistress of the household, had not seen the young men whom David had sent, and so had not attended to their needs at once. It was as simple as that. Did she at this point see the heat going out of David's anger and the furious look from off his face? At any rate, she cleverly assumed that David had already changed his mind, for she continued, Now, therefore, my Lord, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, seeing the Lord hath withholden thee from coming to shed blood and from avenging thyself with thine own hand. Thus, attributing the change of mind to the Lord and not to herself, she then followed up her advantage with her last word about Nabal. Let thine enemies and they that seek evil to my Lord be as Nabal. That is, may you be able to dismiss them as easily from your mind. As she offered her gift, which would surely leave David without further defence, we can almost hear the soldiers putting their swords back into their sheaths. There would be no bloodshed that day. Then, with unusual depth of understanding of God's purpose, she declared, For the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord is fighting the battles of the Lord, and evil shall not be found in you so long as you live. If men rise up to pursue you and to seek your life, the life of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of the living in the care of the Lord your God, and the lives of your enemies he shall sling out as from the hollow of a sling. The Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, takes us at once to 2 Samuel 7 verse 11. Also, the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee a house, the commencement of the royal line of kings. Abigail almost forestalls the prophet Nathan. The New English Bible has a rather interesting paraphrase here. If any man sets out to pursue you and to take your life, the Lord your God will wrap your life up and put it with his own treasure. Whether the original Hebrew properly allows such a translation is doubtful, but the idea is rather a pleasing one when we think of such passages as Malachi 3 verse 17, in which God's peculiar treasure and his jewels have the underlying idea of God's own personal treasure. Thank you for listening.